In Joshua chapter 4, as Pastor Dwayne pointed out, it's the story of when the Israelites crossed from the desert into the promised land. That God had safely brought them into the land, was going to protect them, was going to be with them all the way. In fact, they had been in the desert waiting for how many years? Wait, I'm going to have a kid answer this. How many years had the Israelites been waiting in the desert? Anybody know? Is anyone under like age 10? Under age 10. Anybody right here? Do you guys know? How many years? Shout it out. Starts with a 4. 40. Yes, right there. Awesome. 40 years they had been waiting in the desert. God had brought them out of Egypt, and here they were. They were being fed miraculously by some kind of a bread on the ground. Does anybody under the age of 10 know what that bread was called? What is it? Manna? Yeah, manna. God had given them manna on the ground. He had given them water from a rock. He had given them quail, flocks of quail that would fly in and they would be able to capture them and eat. God was miraculously providing for them, but it was time for them to move into the land that God had promised, to receive what God had promised for them. They were traveling through, just in the same way that we are traveling through this world and seeing God's miraculous provision for us and waiting to step one day into the promised land. But as they came to the Jordan River, God was going to have them cross the Jordan River to get into the promised land, to start taking over the land. They were a million people, men, women, children, older folks, younger folks, animals. How were they going to get across this river? And it wasn't just a trickle. It was at flood stage. How would they safely get across this river? God told them to have the priests carry the Ark of the Covenant, which represented God's presence, and they would go first. What if these priests couldn't get through it? What if they would drown? What if the Ark of the Covenant would get swept away into the river? What would happen? But they obeyed the Lord, and as the priests stepped into the water, God miraculously parted the waters. God has a way of doing that for his people, doesn't he? We don't get to skip the trial. We don't get to skip the challenges of life. Sometimes he walks us right through them, but he protects us as we go. And so God stopped the water, and the water parted, and they were able to walk across, not on mud, on dry ground where water had just been. And so they all crossed over the river, and as they got to the other side, they were so thankful that God had done this miracle right in front of their eyes. They saw how he was protecting them. They saw how he was providing for them. And then he told them to do something. That each of the 12 tribes would pick one person to go back into the river, the dry riverbed, and pick up a stone and put it together on the side of the river, at the riverbank, making a pile of rocks of remembrance. So that pile of rocks would be there for all the generations to come. And we know it stood for decades, maybe hundreds of years, because when we read in the book of Joshua, it actually says, and that pile of stones is still there to this day, in terms of Joshua, when he wrote it decades later, that pile of rocks was still standing. And I can picture, I don't know about you, can you picture 20 years later, 30 years later, 100 years later, there would be families traveling by that area. And as they did, the kids would see that pile of rocks and go, Mom, Dad, what does that mean? Why are those rocks right there? And the mom and the dad would get to stop, and they would come over to it and put their hands on this pile of rocks and say, let me tell you the story of what God did, how he protected us, how he provided for us, how he stopped the water so that we could come through. And then they could continue telling the stories of how God had helped them to take over Jericho, how he had made the walls miraculously fall down, and they were able to take that city, and then the next city, and then the next city. His protection had been with them. And then they could share even from other places in God's word that tell us of the faithfulness of our God. And I want to just point our eyes today to Psalm chapter 5. We've been going through the Psalms the last couple of weeks. I'm going to put these verses on the screen. You can look them up in your Bibles as well. But we're only going to look at two verses this morning, verses 11 and 12, the end of the Psalm. Because this is written by King David. Now, many years later. But the same kind of idea is there in the scriptures. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. This is the kind of relationship we have with our God, that we can be glad in him. We can rejoice in him. We can sing for joy like we have done this morning because we know God is faithful. We know that he spreads his protection over us. We know we can take refuge in him. We know that he will surround us with his favor like a shield of protection. What an amazing God that we have. And I wonder this morning if we could continue to add to this pile of rocks of remembrance by the stories that God has done in your life to provide, to protect, to lead in this past year. In fact, that's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to have you all have an opportunity to share. And we mean it can be from kids all the way up through adults, teenagers, to be able to share the things that God has done. It's so important for us to do that so that the stories of God's faithfulness continue to build our faith, that we can celebrate this, that we can give thanks to God together for what he has done. And so actually, after each person shares a story, we're going to add to this pile. There are more rocks up front. And so after you share a story of God's faithfulness, you're going to be able to come up front and grab a rock and put it here along with this pile. If you'd prefer not to come up to the front, we can do it for you. But every story will add another rock. At the end, we'll see this large pile of this, the remembrance of what God has done for us as a church family. We're going to have two people with a microphone, Pastor James and Pastor Dwayne, that will be able to come to you. You just put your hand up and they'll come when it's your turn, and you'll be able to share into the microphone so we can all hear each other. And we ask you that you would introduce yourself first with your names so that we all can continue to learn each other's names and grow as a church family. And then we ask you to share. Now, don't share 5 minutes long, because we only have about 25 minutes of sharing, and that means only five people could share. But don't share like 10 seconds either, because then we miss out on the context of the story. We can't appreciate what God has done in your life as much with you as if you were to share a little bit of the context. So a minute or two, we would ask for you to share kind of in that time frame. And so here in just a moment, I'm going to pray. And then after that, we want to have you be able to share. And so I just encourage you right now, just be thinking, asking the Lord, is there something that you'd like me to share? Is there some way that I can give glory to you by testifying to what you have done in my life? So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we come before you with gladness, with rejoicing in our hearts, as we are here today as a family. And you have been working in our lives. This has been a challenging year. This has been a year with trials and temptations and difficulties. And there are many things that have strained us in our lives, but you don't always spare us from those difficulties, but you always walk through them with us. And you make a way for us. And you spread your protection over us. And so we pray today, Lord, that you will help us to share in such a way that it will encourage one another's faith, that it will give glory and honor to you. And oh God, would you build our church family, the love that we have for one another, that we be spurred on to encourage each other, to love each other, to pray for each other as a church. So in this moment, Lord, we recognize that this is a holy moment as we are going to share the things that you have done. May all credit and glory and praise go to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So as you are ready to share, as you're ready to testify to God's goodness and faithfulness in your life, we just ask that you'd slip your hand up, and either Pastor Dwayne, who's in the back, or Pastor James here in the front, will come to you with a microphone. Remember, introduce yourself and then share.
name is Pastor John Snyder, and I'm a pastor in the Churches of God, retired now. But for the past number of years, I've had a tattoo on my left forearm that are nails from the cross that form a cross, and it has no greater love. And years ago, I made a commitment that whenever I would have an opportunity to give testimony, that I would. And that's kind of a silent testimony. And over the past year, especially as I recall, you should never have given a pastor a microphone, that I've had, while I'm working, I've had people come up behind me and say, "That's an awesome tattoo. I really like it. Do you really believe there's no greater love?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." And it's nice to see and understand that there are people of faith everywhere looking for an opportunity to share their faith, whether it be silently or in words of affirmation with one another who are in the faith together. And we can do that in so many, many different ways each and every day.
Second. So after you share, we do invite you to come up and take a stone of remembrance and add it to the pile. If you'd rather us do it, we will do it for you.
My name is Paul Oakley. I think most of you know me. My son Andrew was born with a condition where, to try and make long story short, one eye was weaker than the other, and from 1 year old, as a treatment for this, for various lengths of times, every day since he was 1 year old, had to wear a patch on his stronger eye to make the other eye, the weaker eye, stronger. And he just turned 12 years old. And through 12 years, many days of tears and struggling through and just having to do this every single day, this past year, his eyes are now equal where they need to be, and he's no longer having to wear the patch.
My name is Maria Santana. This year I have the opportunity to share a great event with my sister and son family in Puerto Rico. I always wanted to go to see all the places. I love to travel. And I always think about going to places where the Bible story happens. And I said, I'm never going to be able to make it. Money-wise, impossible. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But this year came the opportunity to go. My sister's here with me. We went to Greece, and we saw beautiful sights where the story of the Bible happens. We saw places where you cannot imagine standing up in there. When we did the trip, when we set up the trip, with a whole bunch of people from other churches in Puerto Rico. I have heart problems, and I had to have a pacemaker implanted. And then after that, I have another surgery, and I said, I'm not gonna be able to make it. I'm not gonna be able to go and see all these beautiful places. But God has been so awesome to me, not only with my health, but with my experience. This is something that I enjoy so much. And I can stop talking about it, and I can stop looking at the pictures, and I can stop telling people how amazing it is to walk in the land, in the steps where John and Paul and Jesus walked through it in the 6th century. It was amazing. Thanks God to my sister. She's a blessing for me. She's here with me, and we share this story with everybody. But it has been a great experience. Whenever you want to see the pictures, I got them. Only pictures. Thank you.
My name is Barbara Weaver. We have attended the church here, will be 3 years, and I'm so thankful that God led us here. First of all, I was saved as a child. I was only 5 years old, and I'm so thankful that I had a home that brought us me up into the love of the Lord and to be able to do the things of the Bible and to go to church and to Sunday school and vacation Bible school and all that's in, you know, the church. And I think about my life, how God has just taken me and just kind of guided me each step. Some steps have not been easy. I have right now, some steps are still not easy. But I praise God that he has been able to take me by the hand and guide me. I'm thankful for my salvation. I'm thankful that my kids are saved. I love my family. I love my grandkids. And I pray that they too will be able to know the Lord, want to serve the Lord, and be, you know, a blessing to others. And I just thank the Lord that we found this church. We have so many friends, and I'm so thankful for that too. And I just praise God for everything he's done in my life.
She said, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Ann Snyder. I'm just very thankful for all the blessings that the Lord has given me and my family. We are in a position where we're able to have our brother-in-law come live with us, and I know my children love having their uncle stay with them, and that has just brought a lot of blessings to him as well. So I'm just very thankful for all of that.
Hey, I'm April Biggs, and some of you may know, some of you may not know, the last 2 months have been kind of challenging for our household health-wise, but I am just thanking the Lord that through it all, he's been constant in his faithfulness, and the timing of receiving medical attention, and through it all, those of you who have been praying for Justin, he is doing so much better. He was able to come home after the ER visit, and he's doing much better, breathing better, he's got energy, he's up and around, and really wanted to be here today, but wasn't able to just yet. But thank you so much for your prayers on his behalf, and for our family, and I'm just so thankful for the Lord's faithfulness, and providing the endurance, the perseverance, and just am so thankful.
She's sending a representative.
Hi, I'm Jess Coles. Last summer, the Lord said to me, I want you to give all your relationships to me, which is a huge thing for me because I want to control them. And he just said, give them to me. So I gave them to him, and he said, I will immensely bless you. And I have found relationships in my life right now that are a huge blessing. People that I never even thought that I would be talking to. And so it's just, I'm just very blessed.
My name is Evelyn Biggs, and when I was 6 years old, my mom told me about God and, well, how he sent his son to save us. I said I believed in him, but I guess I didn't like really fully believe. But over the last few years, God has been drawing me toward the believing in his son, and that's, and I'm thankful for that.
My name is Drew Brown. This last year has been very exciting. My mom has cancer, and she's been receiving treatment for that. And her heart valve was failing, and so they replaced a valve in her heart. She's doing really well, and I'm grateful for that. In addition to all that mayhem, I had some issues at work that were not fun, but the Lord is my defender. And I can testify that he defended me when it didn't seem like there was any other protection, any other defense. So I'm grateful for the Lord for his healing hand. I'm grateful for his protection. I'm grateful that I got the best defense attorney in the universe. Well said.
Good morning. My name is Denny Kapp. And I know a lot of you, and a lot of you I don't. But we've been going to this church most of my life. That's my wife, Karen. We'll be married 60 years here shortly. And I want to thank God for that. He blessed us in many ways. And, thank you. Over the years, you can imagine he has answered many of our prayers. But I just want to share one little thing, how faithful God is. And he answers our prayers just at the right time. And he knows everything about us, and you know what we're going to face in the next couple minutes or the next couple days or weeks. And I will share just about a week and a half ago, we just got home and from out running around somewhere, but we pulled in the garage, and I got her out of the car, and we were getting in the house. Some of you might not know, my wife had a stroke 10 years ago, and she is in the chair most of the time, except for when we're at home. But we were getting ready to go in the house. We opened the door into the kitchen, and we lost our balance. And she fell down, and I can't get her up myself, and I knew my neighbors weren't home. She usually helps me. And I just walked out to the end of the garage, just thinking, God, what are we going to do now? And the next thing I heard was somebody, hey, Denny, how are you? And there was my good friend, Lauren Maynard. And I said, you came by just at the right time. And God is so faithful. I mean, that just ministered so much to me because that was just what I needed at that time. I didn't need it 2 minutes before. I didn't need it 3 minutes after. I needed that time. And there he was. God answered that prayer just like that. He's so faithful. And I just thank and praise him for that.
Hi, my name is Amira Mumini Snyder. The last year, I've been dealing with a lot of things, and it's been hard for me to admit. Being 13, you would think I'd be playing with Barbie dolls and doing all that weird stuff that 13-year-olds would normally do, but I've had to mature myself to help others, and I've been struggling with mental health and family issues, and it's been horrible because I couldn't handle it as well as I thought I could. But I've been reading more about God with the help of my grandparents and family. I've been connecting well with him. I've been keeping my life on track thanks to God and them, and I'm very thankful for everyone who's helped me, and I'm very blessed, and I don't know what I would do without God, who's always right here by my shoulder, holding my hand through everything. And I'm thankful for everyone in this church, all my family, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus the Son. I'm just thankful for being here.
Jennifer.
Hi, my name is Carl Gustafson. I'm related to this fellow here. And I just praise the Lord that I became saved freshman weekend at college. Met this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful girl at off-campus church. We had a wonderful year of marriage. Had 5 sons, one of whom went home after only 2 or 3 days of life. And I just thank you for taking us through that. I thank you for my sons, one of whom is right next to me, and the wonderful life we had. And my wife's gone home 12 years ago. I miss her very much. But I thank you that God is with me. He's faithful. And I know I'll see her and him again. In Jesus' name, amen.
You go. You do it. Show them what muscles is.
Hi, my name is Jackie Craven, and throughout this year, and really every year, we've had trials, things that happen, health problems. My sister's in her 3rd year of lung cancer, but doing remarkably well, and I thank God for that. But just many things throughout the years, and not any one big thing that jumps out, but how can I not stand up and thank God for his faithfulness, his constant presence, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And through various things that we've prayed about and, just all throughout the year, we've seen God's love and faithfulness and protection and comfort and just knowing that he's always with us. And I just praise him and thank him. And I couldn't pass up this chance to say that.
Do you want to go up and put us down?
My name is Sonia Stoner, and I just want to thank God for his faithfulness of how he provides for us. And one of the medications I'm on from cancer gives me what they call brain fog, and there's times that my brain doesn't work as well as I'd want it to, and I've been trying to memorize scripture, and I have been struggling with that. But I just thank him that when I'm going through things in life, I might not have it perfectly memorized, but the meaning of the verse comes to me in the most of what I need to remember. And to help me with my mind, my kids have helped me with a memory tree. I get every month a new verse on that tree. And I see it multiple times throughout the day to help encourage me and to help with this brain fog that I have them trying to learn. So I want to share this month's verse with you to encourage you of how to be thankful. And it's Colossians 2:7. And it says, let your roots go down into Christ and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. So I want to thank God for his word and his promises.
You need to go put a rock.
Oh. Hello, my name's Connie Wisnowski. This past year, excuse me if I start to cry, this past year has been hard, but we've had a lot of blessings. A lot more than what I thought we deserved. I'm a single mom of two special needs boys. We came from a rough patch past. And we were living in a rental unit that wasn't in the greatest conditions. Praying a lot on how I was going to get us out of that situation. God answered our prayer by giving us our first home that we get to now call home. It's ours. It was built for us by Habitat for Humanity. I didn't know how we were going to move there. I didn't know how I was going to afford the expenses, but we attended a church that unfortunately we don't attend anymore because it dissolved, but they were family. They paid for everything. They also, that it didn't stop there. They paid for a washer and dryer for us, for our house. But not just that. I also had a vehicle that wasn't the greatest either. It was breaking down a lot, other mechanical issues, and I didn't know how I was going to get by with that. And honestly, at this point, I thought the blessings were done. God had already given us enough. But at that point, he said, nope, I'm still here for you. Guess what happened? They got us a car, and it wasn't just like some $5,000 car or even $2,000 car. I would have been happy with that. No, they got us a 2016 car that's going to last us a long time. So we've gotten a lot of blessings this year, and it was all thanks to him. So I'm very, very thankful.
My name is Peggy Gavin, and I would be remiss if I did not give thanks to the Lord for my small group, for my church family, for my friends, because it's been a rough couple years, but God has been very faithful, and I'm so grateful.
Can we do one more? Just one more? Okay.
Hi, my name is Jesse Braniff. I've been belonging to this church in the Emmanuel Church, the Hispanic. And I am very thankful for the family and for everybody here accepting us in this church also. I'm thankful for my job, for my family, and for the Lord, because my mother and my brother, they're all here with me. They were in Mexico, and they have been here a long time. I had never thought that I would have my family by my side, even though we're missing our dad. But I am thankful for that. And also, my mother gets to go to Mexico, and my brother, and I know they. I get to see them every year. They live here, but they go and visit for 2 months, and I know I get to see them because the God goes with them, and he brings them back to us. Amen.
God is faithful. God is good. We could continue to testify all day, and I trust that you have done so around tables together this past week. with you before the Lord individually, that we continue to testify to his goodness, that we continue to thank him for being with us. We can sing for joy. We can be glad because God has us in the palm of his hand. It's been wonderful to hear these stories, to think of this pile that we could make grow up until it was about this big if we continued to share. But this is an example of what God has done. This is a visual reminder of his goodness to us. I'd like to invite Pastor Dwayne to come to pray. And we are going to sing one final song together. But keep looking at this. That when in future years you're wondering, is God good? Is he faithful? You can remember this pile right here. A concrete example of how God has been faithful to each one of us. Stones of remembrance. This was God's idea. Let's continue to build the pile of remembrance as we are grateful to him that would build our faith for the future.
God, you are good. You are faithful. You walk with us. You delight in us. You give us joy. You give us hope. You calm our fears. God, we could go on and on and on. It's a blessing. What a blessing. We think we count our blessings, Lord, of all the things you've done for us, but ultimately, Lord, it just all comes back to you. So, Lord, again, we say thank you. Thank you that we can call you Father. God, you call you Father. Thank you that we can be adopted into your family and tap into the riches of our glorious King. Thankful, Jesus, that you went to the cross for each one of us to take away our sin and to give us a transformed life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living inside of us and guiding us every day, being our comfort, being our guide, speaking to us over and over. We can't say thank you enough. As a family, Lord, we just want to proclaim your goodness. We want to proclaim the name of Jesus above all names. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords. May we not forget your goodness. May we always remember your faithfulness to us. Jesus, we proclaim your name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.